Now it's time for the Flight by Yingling post-game show. It's brought to you by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
It's brought to you in part by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has the best selection of Chiefs tickets and parking passes for each home game this season. Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Tune in Mondays, starting at 6, for the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis. And don't miss Players Only with Dan and Hughes every Thursday at 6. All right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Here is Joshua Briscoe.
27-21 Chargers over Chiefs in Sao Paulo, Brazil. A frustrating game on a lot of levels. Some incredible moments from Patrick Mahomes, but ultimately not enough. And the Chiefs will start the 2025 NFL season down 0-1. Let's go back out to the stadium right now and catch up with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Mitch, I was hoping we'd have a lot more fun tonight than I think we're going to. Again, some incredible stuff from Mahomes, but not enough of a team effort there. What was the biggest issue you saw tonight?
Well, there's several. There's not any one thing that you can say, well, this was that. The start of the game, losing Worthy was big because he was all over the game plan, especially with no Jalen Royals and, of course, no Rice. But you still had a position to win the game. Now, psychologically, to fight back to get it to 13-12 but then miss the PAT was a big psychological moment. But then the next big thing was the fact that the Chargers on the next two drives at 13-12 combined for 23 plays, 148 yards, and two touchdowns. And here's the biggest stat of the game, I think. It's not the only reason, but this is where the Chiefs, and this was a little bit of the issue last year, but third and three, Chargers got five, ended up being a touchdown. It's the opening drive of the game. Third and seven, they get nine. Third and six, they get seven. Third and three, they got 11. That was on a touchdown drive. Third and seven got nine. And the big one was third and 13 to get 19 yards, where the Chiefs could have gotten the ball back and had a chance with the ball in their hands and Mahomes to go get a possible game-winning touchdown. But instead, it was, and give Herbert great credit tonight, 25 of 34, 318, and three touchdowns, only nine incompletions. But it was the third downs. The Chiefs had a chance to get off the field and didn't. And you know what? That was a little bit of an issue last year. It didn't cost them in losing games, except for the Bills game. But they couldn't flip the field last year. And tonight it cost them the game because the Chargers went on to take those third down conversions and turn them into scores on four different occasions.
Obviously, you mentioned on the offensive side there as well, you lose Xavier Worthy at the beginning. This was already a thinner version of this wide receiver room than we wanted to see. You got some moments. There were some tough plays early on for Hollywood Brown, but especially later on, you saw the bomb to Tyquan Thornton, Hollywood getting more involved later. I don't think it's time to look ahead to next week in the Philadelphia Eagles. That's coming fast enough. But anything to build on there when you know you've got the offensive coaching staff's going to have a little more than a week to retool, even if Worthy misses some time. Hopefully we'll hear an update on Andy Reid's side here shortly.
Yeah, Mahomes did an excellent job of running and escaping, but it wasn't like the onslaught of a pass rush from Tui Pelotu that they had last year. The Chargers, even in the 1917 Kansas City win at GHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, they hit Mahomes 11 times in the first half. I think it's like an NFL record. So the protection was enough in this game that they weren't getting sacked five times, and he was able to scramble with some room. I think that's one. Two, the fact that you get last year the Chiefs, and I mentioned this during the play-by-play, but last year on long pass plays, first of all, the wide receivers last year were 26th in the league in the amount of yards that they gathered. But Kansas City last year only had 16 30-plus passes, and three of those were with Rice in the first 4 weeks. But tonight you get Tyquan Thornton with a really nice catch of 38 yards. And then you get the miracle play where I think the Chargers thought Khalil Mack was going to sack Mahomes, and then he went jet chip wasp on it and went down the field to Hollywood Brown for 40-plus yards, 49 yards to be exact. And so those become things you build off of. Then you had the 37-yarder to Kelce, which was a design play for a touchdown. And so you get three 30-yarders in this game, and you only had 16 all last year. But you've got to figure out a way to win these games. And it's all three phases. Coach will say that. But you've got to get off the field on third down, especially when you get third and more than six or seven.
You know how this works, Mitch. It's going to be an incredible game for Mahomes. It's going to be completely forgotten in yep. days from now, certainly in weeks. Final thought from you on that sequence in particular, when Mahomes totally he put life back into this game briefly mm-hmm. with what he was able to do on the ground. I know it's not going to stick in most people's minds, but it was really impressive to see that tonight.
No question, and you got to be careful not to panic or overreact to week one. You're going to hear that and see that. Yep. Chiefs are done. They're not going to win the division. And the fact is, you can't panic. You got to get right back and try to win the second week. And the fact this is only the second loss in week one Mahomes has had. And so then he can rally back after that Lions loss to win the next week. So the Chiefs have only started 0-2 once under Andy Reid. That was in 2014. They still won 9 games. So everybody's just going to have to keep their hat on here, figure out a way to beat Philadelphia. It should be hard to do. But still, you zero in on that instead of flipping out and thinking this is going to be 0-17.
Well, I know a long flight got a little longer here tonight, Mitch. Appreciate the time. It was a fun call to listen to, even as the product on the field wasn't what we wanted to see. We'll try again next week. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Got to lock your jaw and just fight for the next one.
That's what we've been doing in here. You know, Nick and I just constantly locking our jaw at each other. That's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Let's go to our stat of the game here brought to you by Graybar, your distributor for electrical, data communication, and industrial products. This one's not a fun stat of the game. I apologize. I'd much rather bring you a winning stat, but I saw this from Josh Dubow of the Associated Press. The Chiefs failed to score on each of the first three drives of the season for the first time since 2011. Just kind of putting into context how frustrating that start was offensively. But like Mitch said there, getting off the field on third down defensively is just the thing you have to do to keep a game moving and to give your offense more chances. And none of those three phases were able to make all the plays needed tonight. So the Chiefs fall in Brazil 27-21. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk a little bit about last night's game and next week's opponent. That's next here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Welcome back into our post-game coverage right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Our score updates brought to you by Crown Royal. Take a water break and moderate your drinking. Stay hydrated, stay royal. Crown Royal Canadian Whiskey. Well, the Chiefs fall to the Los Angeles Chargers. That's the second game of the NFL season. The only other showdown to talk about was last night in Philadelphia as the reigning champs and next week's opponent for the Chiefs hosted the Dallas Cowboys without Micah Parsons and, for Philadelphia, eventually without Jalen Carter. He was ejected for spitting on Dak Prescott, and the Cowboys' offense got rolling after that. Prescott found his top receiver for a big game.
Prescott under center, two tight ends, gets the snap, fakes the handoff, drops back seven, blitzes on, long spiral, near side, caught at the five, down to the three on the sideline is CeeDee Lamb. It's first and goal, Dallas, out of bounds, near the two of Philadelphia, on a 30-yard beautiful strike, first and goal, Dallas.
That's Kevin Harlan and Ross Tucker on the call, courtesy of Westwood One. That pass set up a Javonte Williams one-yard touchdown run to give the Cowboys the 7-0 lead. But the Eagles didn't wait long after that to even the score.
Shotgun snap to Hurts. Right tackle block. Hurts backpedals. Runs out of the pocket. Cuts inside. Five. Dives in. Touchdown. Philadelphia.
Another goal line score for Williams gave the Cowboys the 14-7 lead before Hurts did it again.
Three wide to the left, shotgun snap, drops back five, left tackle blocks, he looks right, now he looks left, now he's being chased, runs to the 10 on the numbers, angles to the far side, the five, to the pylon, the dive, touchdown Philadelphia, Hurts on the fly.
That's who's up next for this Kansas City Chiefs defense. The Cowboys added a pair of field goals around a Saquon Barkley touchdown run, leaving the game 21-20 at halftime. Then there was the lightning delay. Not much offense from either side after that. The score held at 24-20. And ultimately, the Cowboys took their final shot on fourth down late in the game.
Prescott is in the gun. He's got three wide, fourth and three. He looks at a four-man front. They bring the blitz. They're going to bring five. Prescott winds up, arching spiral, far sideline. Diving attempt, Lamb incomplete. Off his outstretched gloves. On the far side of the field, it's incomplete at the Philadelphia 22 down the far sideline. and on downs, the Eagles will get it.
Once again, that's Kevin Harlan, courtesy of Westwood One. It was a 24-20 start to the season, the Philadelphia Eagles getting their first victory. They'll be coming to Kansas City 1-0 as the Chiefs look to get back to 500. We'll take a timeout and come back and start hearing from the interviews from the stadium in Sao Paulo, Brazil. That's next, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
The Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis airs Monday nights at 6 on 96.5 The Fan.
Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. A very frustrating loss for the Chiefs tonight. The Chargers victorious in Sao Paulo, Brazil, 27-21. There's plenty to pick at here, and frankly, a lot of this will probably be a little bit more clear to look back on when we have the tape, the All-22, another chance to review what we all just saw and heard. But the thing that does sort of stand above right now is that we had several sequences of Patrick Mahomes doing the Patrick Mahomes things, the so-called Mahomes magic that makes him stand out, not just from other quarterbacks around the league, but from every other quarterback around the league. It makes him stand out in history. Patrick Mahomes did exactly what was needed of him so many times in this game, and then some. Do you know that Patrick Mahomes was the leading rusher in this game for either team? Amarian Hampton led the Chargers 15 carries for 48 yards. Patrick Mahomes had 6 for 57. We've seen him have these games over the years where he does run the ball more. Usually it seems like it happens later in the season, even into the playoffs, when it is a get-on-my-back type of game for number 15. Especially going into the end of the first half, that throw to Tyquan Thornton, and then some of the passing plays that inflated those numbers up a little bit, ultimately ending the day 24 for 39 for 258, and the touchdown to Travis Kelce plus the rushing touchdown on the ground. It's everything you'd ask for, where frankly, if he gets a little more help in one or two more places, tonight's show has a very different energy, and the Chiefs' record is probably inverted. Mitch talked about this early on, and I couldn't agree more. You simply cannot have as many third down opportunities to get off the field as the Kansas City Chiefs defense and fail on so many of those. Mahomes wasn't always helped on offense. There were a couple of rough reps from the offensive line. Far too many penalties from the offensive line. You had pass catchers dropping passes, and again, they lose Xavier Worthy on the first drive of the game. I can't remember where I've talked about this over the last week, but it felt pretty evident to me. I think we covered this in pregame at some point. Pretty evident that without Rashee Rice and Jalen Royals, the wide receiver room, I think, was fine, but already pretty thin in terms of who you end up relying on. Late in the game, you get a target to preseason darling Jason Brownlee, who I was excited to see make the roster, but you can begin to see exactly how much more of the burden Patrick Mahomes ends up taking upon himself when it's a little bit hard to rely on everything around you. Again, Rashee Rice is the number one option in this offense whenever he's back, but Xavier Worthy was clearly, I think, the number one option in a game that had weeks of game planning going into it. That changes so completely on the third offensive play, the third play from scrimmage. I think I reserve the right, as always, to have my opinion evolve as the week comes around. I think I am let down a bit by the Chiefs' offensive performance surrounding Patrick Mahomes, but it's understandable in a number of ways. We talked about this pregame for sure. You have some rookie moments or some young player moments from the offensive line. Now, that's not an excuse for Juwan Taylor, but you're going to have a few of those missteps, and they were working really, really shorthanded at wide receiver, and you still got some important plays from Juju Smith-Schuster and Hollywood Brown and Travis Kelce and Tyquan Thornton. So I can give credit there, even though the offensive performance obviously wasn't enough. The thing that's a bit hard to swallow, looking at the final score and looking back on the game that was, the Chiefs defense gave themselves plenty of opportunities, and they were able to follow through on a frustratingly small number of those. Justin Herbert getting into space and then converting a long third down conversion to ice the game is, frankly, exactly how that game should have ended, because it felt like that was always there for the taking. The Chargers extending their offensive possessions, leaving the Chiefs defense out there running around, gassed, pretty thin on the defensive line, ended up not retaining Mike Pinnell in the roster cutdowns. Omar Norman Lott was questionable, but he was inactive, so Marlon Tuipulotu has to get into the mix. Derek Nnadi just got back at defensive tackle. You're relying a lot on Chris Jones and Jerry Tillery. Just not enough plays being made. The Chargers had Trey Pipkins out there replacing Joe Alt at right tackle because he moved to left tackle to replace Rashawn Slater. And I got to tell you, I didn't notice Trey Pipkins a whole lot tonight. And that's a compliment to him. And that is a thumbs down in the general direction of the Chiefs edge rushers. George Karloftis is a relentless, excellent player. I'm a huge fan of Charles Amenihu's game. Mike Dana has a real value in this defense. Chris Jones was on the edge on that third and long at the end there when Herbert was able to run around him and then run past Mike Dana. You've got players and you've got opportunities, but sometimes in a game of inches, you just need a couple more dudes to make a couple more plays. The secondary also had a rough game. I don't think I'm putting an unfair spotlight on anyone to say that Shamari Connor's name got called a lot tonight in ways you don't want it to be called. Jaden Hicks got his name called a lot tonight in circumstances you'd rather not have your name called as a safety. I again tend to believe in those players. I tend to believe in what both of them can do going forward, but it's a really, really rough kickoff to this 2025 season. One guy I thought we may see even more of just got a chance to catch up with our guy Josh Klingler. Here's Josh Klingler with former Charger, current Chiefs cornerback Christian Fulton.
Well, it's good to have you on the field today and in a Chiefs uniform. You've seen both sides of the Chargers now. Mm-hmm. What makes Justin Herbert so difficult, and what made him difficult tonight?
I mean, the whole league knows, you know, he's a great quarterback. You know, he can make all the throws. I just think, you know, he used his legs more than we probably, you know, thought he would. And, you know, we just got to be better as a whole, you know, just being disciplined, you know, from the back end to really all 11, you know. But like I said, you know, he's just a quarterback that we know he can make all throws, and he used his legs more today.
They've been good at play action now for a while. What makes that so effective?
I mean, they have good backs, you know, and when you run the ball so much, you know, you kind of get guys to bite up, you know, and like I said, when you get guys to bite up, it opens up windows, you know, so, and like I said, if he make all the throws, you know, it's kind of tough, you know, to kind of stop, but like I said, it was just week one, and we just got to get in the film room and be better.
If you had the answer, you'd have used it, obviously, but what was some of the issues maybe on third down, getting off the field tonight?
Yeah, like I said, we just got to be better. I got to be better, you know, just challenging. And, yeah, we just got to watch the film. But overall, we just got to all be better, I think.
Well, I wanted to talk to you in a win for the first time. But welcome to the Chiefs, and we got better things to come. Let's get home.
Yes, sir. We'll be better for sure.
All right. Thank you. Thanks. Christian Fulton, Joshua, that's back to you.
Appreciate it, Josh. Yeah, I saw him out there a decent number of the time, and man, I probably could have mentioned this earlier as a bit of a Justin Herbert defender myself over the years. A really, really good performance from him, captaining a Chargers offense that just gave Kansas City fits tonight. Again, it's the topic of the day. Couldn't get off the field on third down. They know it. You know it. We all heard it and we all saw it. Again, going back and checking out the tape to kind of find the culprits and both the things that the Chargers did well and the Chiefs did poorly will be very, very interesting. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling, just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Let's go now back to Brazil as Danon Hughes catches up with head coach Andy Reid.
Coach, tough break here in Sao Paulo. Obviously, it's a tough uphill battle from the beginning, having to play a divisional rival here on this surface. But, I mean, what was your overall thoughts of this game?
Yeah, listen, I thought the Chargers did a nice job. We got outplayed and outcoached that first half. And second half, the offense got going a little bit. We still gave up too many yards. We got to fix that. So, you know, we will. We're going to do that. So we'll go back and work on the things we messed up and make sure we take care of them, both sides of the ball.
Coach, I'm glad you brought up the first half to the second half, because I thought I saw a renewed energy when you guys came out of the locker room in the second half. The defense got the three and out. Offense moved the ball down the field. What were the adjustments during halftime, or were there any adjustments? Seemed like it was more mental than it was anything else.
Yeah, just listen, emotional football. Mm-hmm. We were flat that first half, and we can't, that's my responsibility, you know, and we can't do that. So we've got to learn from that and get better. Second half, we came out and played with a little emotion. Did better. So.
Coach, offensively, there were some chunk plays throughout this game, which is a little bit different than last year. There were definitely some positives, obviously no moral victories, but definitely positives to take away and bring into the next opponent and the Eagles at home.
Yeah, no, that's true. There were, you know, the receivers did a nice job on a few of those long ones. Pat, nice throws. Kelsey had a long one, which was good. Get him going. And then you know, the offensive line held up just to the end. You know, we didn't do quite as good a job right at the end there. But there were some positive things that you take out of this, but you got to come out with a win, right? So that's the primary objective here.
All right, thanks for your time, Coach.
Dannon Hughes and Andy Reid from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Yes, plenty to build on and some really big games coming up. The first quarter of the season is no joke for the 2025 Kansas City Chiefs. We'll take a timeout. Our offensive play of the game is brought to you by Helzberg, your hometown jeweler serving Chiefs Kingdom since 1915.
Empty backfield this time, Kansas City. Now they sprint Rashard Smith, the rookie in motion, swinging all the way to the right flat. Short roll, right side throw. It's caught! 15-yard line, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, they get Kelsey open for 37 yards and a touchdown. And now Patrick Mahomes, with that touchdown, has the most passing touchdowns in NFL history by a quarterback before reaching 30 years of age.
Welcome to your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Let's send you out to Sao Paulo, Brazil, as quarterback Patrick Mahomes is having his post-game press conference.
I mean, you don't come out and play with the right mindset, you get beat. And the Chargers came out with the right mindset. We didn't, and they beat us.
Front row, go ahead. You're up.
I think it's just a learning moment for especially the young guys on the team. It's like we're gonna get everybody's best, and we have to play up to that standard if we want to win football games. And I feel like we didn't play to that standard today. Everybody, offense, defense, special teams. But credit to the Chargers, they had a great plan, came in and played great football and beat us. And now we have to learn from that, knowing that next week's gonna be just as tough.
Steve.
I think they just had a good game plan, man. When you play a team a lot, they kind of know what you're good at, and I thought they did a good job of kind of taking away some of our quick throws and some of our throws down the field. And I thought we adjusted well in the second half, obviously. But if I can hit some of those throws early, it kind of loosens up the defense. So I just got to be better early in the football game, just like everybody else.
Nate? Change the rhythm, change the energy, change the sort of opposite game plan that you guys have.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, other guys had to step up. I thought Tyquan and Hollywood and Juju did a great job of kind of filling some of those roles. But that's someone that's a huge part of our game plan and someone that we're counting on to go out there and make plays against some of the man coverage that they played. And I thought guys did a good job kind of stepping up in those roles. But you could tell it took us a little bit to get going.
Front row, go ahead.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome, the crowd and the atmosphere. It was really cool. It's something I'll remember for the rest of my life. I mean, even like the anthem, the Brazil's national anthem, and hearing everybody sing and how passionate they were about American football. So that part was really cool. I won't remember the result, but I'll remember being here for sure.
Second one, Brett.
Hey, Pat, you that like the signifiers of this verbal disability. How much you miss guys like Xavier Worthy, like what he writes, to extend the field and throw some deep balls. You had some deep ball that you miss today that you really don't miss. How much you miss this guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely important. You know, those are two of our best receivers, and they're two great receivers in this league, and obviously threats down the field. And so I thought the guys did a great job stepping up and making some of those plays. But you have to get with the timing of those guys. And so it takes everybody. You know, you got to protect. You got to be on the same page with the receiver, and you got to make the throw. And so if I can make some of those throws early in the game, I think there'll be a different result.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I could feel it pretty early on. I don't know exactly when that point is, but they definitely came out with more energy than we did. And so in this league, everybody's too good for you to not match the energy of your opponent. And so I think we learned a valuable lesson today. We got to be better from the get-go, from the start. We're not going to be able to just come back and win every single game. Teams are too good in this league. And so this would be a big lesson for us, a division opponent, someone that's going to be there at the end of the year. But we're going to have to learn fast. We're playing the reigning Super Bowl champs next week.
Second row, go ahead.
I'm never satisfied, especially after a loss. I mean, we hit some, obviously, but we missed some as well. And so if I can be better there, hitting some of those deep shots, I think it opens up the rest of the offense. So we hit a couple of them, so that's cool, but it wasn't enough to win the football game.
Front row, go ahead.
Patrick, there were a lot of complaints about the beach last year, about the state of the beach, how it wasn't great for the game. I'd like to know for you, how was today? Better?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was good. You know, I mean, both teams are playing on the same field, and there wasn't a lot of people slipping. I mean, there was a couple here and there, but that's football. And so I thought they did a great job. I thought Brazil in general hosted us really well, from the hotel, the food, the ride to the game, and the stadium. I thought it was a great experience. And so obviously not the result we wanted, but something that I thought was really cool.
We'll do a few more. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not going to be any easier. That's a good football team that we're playing against this next week, and so I think we just got to have a great week of practice, coming with the right mindset. The leaders in the team got to step up, and when we step on that football field, we got to bring it, because it's going to take our best in order to find a way to win against that team. And so we'll go back to the drawing board and be ready to go at practice, and knowing that it's going to take everything we got next week.
Third row, go ahead.
I thought they did a pretty good job. You know, some of the games and stuff that the D-line stunts, I think, got them a couple times. But I thought they did a good job and they battled. You know, that's all you can really ask for is the battle. Joe is a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's someone that's going to have a gold jacket. And so these young guys are talented, and they have a chance to be really, really good. And so I thought they did a good job against a good defensive line. But we're going to keep pushing them to be even better and better as we go throughout the season.
Last one, Sam. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think more than anything, you saw even the run before when I ran into the linebacker. It's like sometimes you just got to do something to jumpstart the team. And I was not in the mood to be running out of bounds. I wanted to try to do something to get us going, and we kind of got going as an offense in the second half. But it takes everybody. I mean, we got to start faster, and we got to be better on both sides of the ball. And so. And special teams, and so that we understand that we're going to be accountable to that, and we'll come back better this next week.
Thanks, Patrick.
That's Patrick Mahomes live from his press conference in Sao Paulo, Brazil. You heard it there at the end, talk about delivering that hit along the sidelines to try to bring a little bit of energy to an offense that was lacking it. Mahomes was good enough. Unfortunately, the team wasn't good enough in the ultimate team sport. One of the rookies who had a major part in the game, it wasn't perfect, but Josh Simmons at left tackle, I think, had a pretty good effort, all things considered, for his NFL debut. A penalty problem, and again, with any offensive lineman, you want to go back and look at the tape, but I did think that he largely acquitted himself pretty well in his NFL debut. That's our rookie report for Josh Simmons. The rookie report is brought to you by Main Street Credit Union. Even if you're a rookie, when it comes to finances, Main Street Credit Union will get you in the game. Go to mainstreetcu.org. Of course, there is no doubt in my mind as to who the MVP of tonight's game is. It's the man you just heard. It's Patrick Mahomes. Today's MVP of the game is presented by John Deere. Whether on the sidelines or on your property, our Gator utility vehicles are ready for game day action. Visit johndeere.com to learn more.
Chiefs are going to go for it. Fourth and seven at their own 42. Down 27-18. 3:24 to go in the game. 3-1. Five-man front for the Chargers. Rushing hard. Here they come on a big rush. As Khalil Mack chasing Mahomes, who unloads it down the field. He's got a man at the 20. 15. Down inside the 10. It's Hollywood Brown. With Khalil Mack breathing fire on the back of the neck of Mahomes. It's a 49-yard pass to Hollywood Brown down to the Charger 9.
Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus with CDOT every Monday at 4, 96.5 The Fan.
Now it's time to hear from the head coach. Live from the stadium, it's Andy Reid's post-game press conference. It's presented by GEHA. Do you have a game day tradition? GEHA wants to see it. Just tweet a photo or video using hashtag GEHA sweepstakes and tag and follow at GEHA Field. Learn more at GEHA Field's Twitter page.
As far as the injuries go, we had a couple of them. So Xavier Worthy hurt his shoulder right early in the game. And then Tranquil, Bolton, and Gelati, but they all finished and they should be okay as we go forward. I'd like to thank the people of Brazil here and for São Paulo for the hospitality. We didn't give all those fans that showed up the best show. We can learn from this as we move forward, which we'll do. I've got to make sure I get my team in a better state there, coming out with playing with more emotion. And we were a little flat that first half, and that cost us. There were some good things in there, but again, we've got to make sure we take care of business with that, and that's my responsibility. So I'll leave it at that. If you have any questions, go ahead and fire away.
Sam, but any indication for Xavier Worthy about the series?
I will know tomorrow once we get back and do an MRI. So.
And then, what did you evaluate the passing game?
Yeah, listen, I thought it was kind of a two-halves passing game. I thought the first half we were off a bit, and then the second half it picked up a little bit. We had a few more explosives there and got into a little rhythm, better rhythm than what we had there. So we got to, again, I've got to make sure that we start faster in there.
Thanks, Andy, to that point, you said the guys didn't have necessarily the emotion. Is there something that you noticed pretty early on, or do you think the Xavier
injury
had a
role
in that?
Yeah, but listen, I expect more than that. I've got to make sure we come out with better emotion. And, you know, it's a nice big stage for us and against a good football team. And they made a couple plays early, got things going, and we weren't able to do that. And I thought they did a better job in that area, so...
Fine,
you're good. Stand up.
Just related to the same question.
What
signs did you see that
when
you say that about feeling like they're flat
in particular? Yeah, listen, I'm on the sideline, so I expect there to be emotional support there. I also expect players to fly around and do the things that I've seen us do. So that's, and it's, again, it's my responsibility to get them in that frame of mind, do that, whether you have an injury, a turnover, whatever it is, you know, you fight through that and you make yourself better, whatever situation that you're in.
Second
round.
Coach,
Ben
has said
you
have to be about season that point of course. How about the deep work? It looked like the first part of the best part of the season.
but it's somehow trying to revert here. How much more deeper Jesus was?
Yeah, we normally like to mix and match, but we did take a few more shots today, complete a few, and we were off on a couple. But that's you keep firing in those situations and work through it.
For sure, Ben.
Coach, after this first game of the season, what do you think will be the first game that you have to train better and improve for the next game, besides starting faster?
Sure, we've got to clean up some of the penalties that we had, especially in crucial situations as you're getting ready to go in and potentially score. So we got to take care of that. I expect more from our guys than that. And then there's some little mistakes here and there that we'll take care of too.
Steve, Coach, I may have watched film yet, but could you evaluate the offensive line of what you thought?
Yeah, listen, I thought we did a decent job up until that, the last drive there. I thought there was pressure on Patrick when we had to throw the football. Just absolutely. And you got to bear down. That's, again, in a certain frame of mind to do that. It's a good learning experience. Up to that point, though, I thought they really handled it well.
And what you saw from Josh Simmons?
Yeah, you know what? I think he did okay. I've got to check the tape out for individual guys.
For sure, but
Coach,
sure. Yeah, Pat's always going to get his runs in. That's just how that goes, and we don't plan for those. We've got to do even better in that area. We can do a better job there. So we'll keep working on the run game and make sure we can get our yards per carry up a little bit higher with the running backs.
Do a couple more, but
Coach, the Chiefs have played a few international games, like Mexico City, London, Munich. Brazil,
yeah, sure. Now listen, the people were phenomenal. The people that we ran into, fans, whether it was at the airport, whether it was today on our travel here and throughout the game. So, and then the people at the hotel, I thought, did a great job. So my hat goes off to the Marriott and the folks there for really having a great plan for us. Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. The crowd was great. Yeah, the crowd was great. Passionate. I got goosebumps on the national anthem there. Your national anthem, Brazilian national anthem. I mean, that was special. Everybody participating there like that.
We'll go last two. Sam and the Nate. What's in?
Andy, obviously, Justin Herbert's a great player. What about their scheme and their passing?
Yeah, listen, I thought Jim had a great plan there, he and his staff, and they executed, and their underneath game was good. Possession throws were good. They didn't really hit too many deep ones, but the ones that that intermediate range, I thought they did a nice job with.
Hey,
Andy, it seemed like on the last third down that Chris went inside and break the tank. What is your evaluation on the front four right now? You have Martin,
what's the quarterback? Yeah, listen, I always expect more from the bigs on both sides of the ball. So we can do better in those two areas for sure. That's where it all starts, right? So we can do a better job. We will do a better job.
Coming up, more from inside the locker room on the official post game for Chiefs football. Exclusively on the Chiefs Radio Network.
You're listening to the exclusive home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Snap to Herbert. He's absolutely eaten alive at the 19-yard line. Big-time sack. It's Drew Tranquil, the former Charger, played 4 years for this team. They drafted him, and now he makes him pay the price.
You know what? You can eat tomorrow. When the Kansas City Chiefs get a sack, you score the next day with a buy one, get one free Big Mac at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Couple nice moments there for the former Charger, Drew Tranquil. Left the game, came back, kept making plays. The other former Charger, we heard from Christian Fulton earlier. A lot of Jerry Tillery involved tonight. We're going to continue hearing from the locker room here in mere moments as our interviews tonight are brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Play e-instant and jackpot games for a chance to win real cash prizes. Download the Kansas Lottery Play On app and let's play. Let's go now first to the defensive side of the ball as second-year safety Jaden Hicks caught up with, or Dayton Hughes caught up with second-year safety Jaden Hicks. It was an up-and-down performance from Hicks. He's in a big role, filling some big shoes for this defense. Here's the young safety and Dayton Hughes.
All right, thanks, Joshua. Here with Jaden Hicks. Jaden, tough loss. It was an uphill battle coming all the way over here, playing a divisional opponent, a rival. Some good things that were shown on the field, but tough loss nonetheless.
Yeah, just some things we got to work through, some kinks that we got to fix, and that's just the end of it. We got to play better.
Yeah, and when you talk about playing better, there were no turnovers caused on either side from you guys defensively or given up from our side as well, which is kind of different for them last year, Chargers being the type of defense they were. What did you guys see from your defensive perspective that you think could have been better in this game?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we live by, and that's our MO is attack the football and try and take away the football. So we obviously didn't get that done tonight, and, yeah, we just got to be better on defense.
A lot of football left in this season, just one loss right here, but definitely some things to build on.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. This is just week one, and we'll be better next week and on to the next. And, yeah, we'll just wipe this game and play better.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Dannon Hughes and Jaden Hicks there after the game. Next week, they'll be at Arrowhead Stadium, GHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. And the Chiefs have talked a lot about the energy coming out a little bit flat tonight. Maybe you can help bring the energy because Tickets for Less has the lowest prices on Chiefs tickets and parking passes for every home game. Save big with promo code CHIEFSRADIO on your next order. Every seat holds a story. Find yours at ticketsforless.com. Let's go back to the offensive side. Hollywood Brown really needed to step up today in a pretty big way after Xavier Worthy went down. He did. I believe he officially ended the game with 99 receiving yards in the box score. After the game, Josh Klingler caught up with Hollywood Brown.
Well, I know you wanted a performance like this to come in a win, obviously, but what allowed you to have success tonight?
Honestly, just keep playing. Next stop, just keep playing and trying to make a play for the team.
That looked like that was kind of the part of it tonight, right? Kind of uphill a lot of the way. What kind of got you guys behind the eight ball, maybe early?
Just starting slow, not executing, not really playing our brand of football.
But you kept in the game. What's that say about this team that continues to fight, and even though that clock keeps running down, it feels like you got a chance?
Yeah, I mean, we got the guys to do it. We know what we got to do. Comes down to executing, having energy, you know, being there for one another.
What did Coach have to say at halftime? You guys were in there a long time.
I'll just, you know, bring our energy up, play for each other, and try to come back and, you know, rally in the second half.
Got the ball down the field a little bit to you and to some others tonight. What does that mean for this offense to get that part of the game going again?
I mean, you know, when I never called, you know, we're trying to make plays. We've been on it all offseason, so, you know, come out here and when I never called, make a play.
Did you have a chance to talk to Xavier? I know you kind of experienced similar thing with such an early season injury. Did you have any words for him going out so early?
Yeah, I talked to him briefly, but I'm sure I'll talk to him shortly. You know, he'll be okay, tough kid, and, you know, it hurts, but, you know, gonna pray for him, and, you know, he'll be back.
All right, let's get back home.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's Hollywood Brown. Joshua, back to you.
Thanks, Josh. That's Josh Klingler and Hollywood Brown. Again, Xavier Worthy went out in the third offensive play of the game. Andy Reid, you heard him just a little bit ago, so they'll learn more about Worthy's injury when they get back to Kansas City. If you want to remember the fun of last year, Chiefs fans, relive the team's historic journey to Super Bowl 59 during the 2024 season, as told through unprecedented access to players, coaches, and staff, as well as learning about the organization's humble beginnings under Chiefs founder Lamar. Lamar Hunt. Stream The Kingdom now on ESPN and Disney Plus. Now let's get you to the Big Beef Defensive Play of the Game, presented by MoBeef.org. 1 3-ounce serving of beef contains 10 essential nutrients and half your body's daily value of protein. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Third down, two. Handoff, Hampton goes right into the line, and he's buried at the line short of a first down. No gain on the play. He got going sideways just a bit and just enough for the Chiefs to get an outstanding defensive play on the front.
Mitch Holtis joins Fesco and Dusty every Friday at 7:30, 96.5, The Fan.
Now back to the post-game report.
NFL football. It's a fast game, fought hard 60 minutes, one play at a time. Relive it yard by yard now on Chiefs Replay. From the GEHA Sports Desk, here is Joshua Briscoe.
The Chargers won the toss tonight and deferred, so Kansas City started with the ball but couldn't do much with it. A special teams penalty, a missed block, and then that fateful collision between Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce ended the drive with the three and out. Then Justin Herbert scrambled, as we saw much more throughout this game, on first down and found Quentin Johnston on the second play. Johnston ran away for the defense for 33 yards. The Chargers didn't experience much resistance until they got into the red zone, but a sack from George Karlaftis helped until an offside penalty on Karlaftis gave L.A. a second chance.
Third down and three for the Chargers. Herbert looks for the middle of the end zone, now throws it late. He's got a man. Johnston, near side, touchdown.
It's also a roughing the passer penalty on Karlaftis. Not one that I would have called, but the Chargers took the single extra point to make it 7-0. The second drive was better as Patrick Mahomes started things out with his legs before later delivering a dart to Travis Kelce. They tried a deep shot to the end zone, but Mahomes overthrew Tyquan Thornton. On third and nine, Mahomes threw a strike to Hollywood Brown, but Hollywood had it bounce off his shoulder, and the Chiefs punted it back to the Chargers. That was an excellent punt from Matt Araiza deep in L.A.'s territory. The Chargers then had a chance to convert on third and two.
Third down, two. Handoff, Hampton goes right into the line, and he's buried at the line short of a first down. No gain on the play. He got going sideways just a bit and just enough for the Chiefs to get an outstanding defensive play on the front.
The Chiefs started their next drive on their own 42. Another target for Brown was nearly picked off, but the Chiefs hurried their next snap and got stuck on third and nine. Mahomes took a deep shot to Thornton, who had a step, but it fell long as Mahomes took a hit on the throw. A poorer punt by Araiza capped off another three and out. The first play of LA's next drive was pure chaos.
As Herbert on first down will play action fake. Rolls right, and he's got a man wide open. 35-yard line, 40, 45 across midfield. Into Chiefs territory, fumbles the ball, but it's out of bounds. And goes out of bounds as a flag thrown late on the play. Three flags thrown.
Knocked the ball forward.
Illegal bat, number 15 of the offense. 10-yard penalty, still first down.
The Chargers picked up 23 yards there when it was all said and done. Amarian Hampton, LA's O-line, Keenan Allen, and Tyler Conklin kept it moving as the Chiefs struggled to get pressure on Herbert. Then Trent McDuffie drew a hold from Ladd McConkey. Another Chargers hold brought back a 22-yard Herbert scramble. And after being pushed back to first and 30, the Chiefs defense held up and forced Cameron Dicker to take the 3 points, making it 10-0 LA. On third and four, Mahomes hit Tyquan Thornton for three and set up fourth and one.
Kareem Hunt is the single setback. Noah Gray, tight end right. They load it up. They give it off. Kareem Hunt trying to bounce it to the outside. He's got it and a first down. So glad Kareem Hunt came back to the kingdom. He's up to the 48-yard line.
The Chiefs kept it moving, and then a bad snap derailed the play on third and one, setting up another fourth down attempt for the Chiefs after a timeout.
Chiefs have fourth and one at the Charger 32, trailing 10-0. 8:45 to go in the first half. Kareem Hunt is the running back. Chargers, five men on the line of scrimmage. They're going to go on a short roll to the right. They pass it. Kareem Hunt, catch, first down plus. Excellent play call. The old fire pass. You guys ran it when you played. And getting out of the backfield quickly was Hunt for a gain of six. His second time on fourth and one, Kareem Hunt picks up 6 yards.
A 16-yard toss and yak to Juju Smith-Schuster got the Chiefs into the red zone. Isaiah Pacheco popped for 11 and got it inside the 10. But nothing good happened after that point, including a sack of Mahomes on third and goal. Harrison Butker hit the field goal to make it 10-3 Chargers. The Chiefs had a chance to force a three and out, but the blitz couldn't get there, and Herbert hit McConkey for the first. McConkey went for 23 two plays later. Herbert nearly had a touchdown to McConkey after the two-minute warning, but overthrew him. Then on third and six, Herbert hit Keenan Allen for the first down. A run stuffed from Chris Jones and a delay of game against the Chargers moved L.A. back again and forced a field goal attempt from Dicker, who knocked it through to make it 13-3. The Chiefs got the ball back with 45 seconds left and no timeouts, starting at the 28 with 40 seconds on offense, and the Chiefs struck.
Mahomes takes the snap at his right knee. He wants a corner route right side. Tyquan Thornton makes a diving over the shoulder catch in Charger territory at the 30-yard line.
A false start on Juwan Taylor moved the Chiefs back after an incompletion that was nearly picked off. Then a false start from Josh Simmons moved them back another five. But against all odds.
17 seconds left to go. Delayed blitz. Pass right. Caught by Noah Gray. They're going to say inbounds. He got hit inbounds. The clock is moving. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. The Chiefs will try a run-on field goal. They're going to try a run-on field goal of 59 yards. Placement is down. Butker's kick is up from 59 yards. And the kick is good! A run-on field goal to end the half. Harrison Butker has turned into the most clutch kicker in this league. And the Chiefs get three miraculous points at the end of the half on a run-on field goal.
The momentum was in the Chiefs' favor. Then, to kick off the second half, the Chiefs had the Chargers in 3rd and 9. Trent McDuffie was in great position on Quentin Johnston to force the incompletion and get the ball back to Mahomes and company. Great time to force a 3-and-out. Mahomes took a pretty good hit after an 11-yard scramble on the first play of the drive. A Juwan Taylor hold made it 1st and 20, but Mahomes picked up 14, rolling left and sidearming it to Juju Smith-Schuster. 3 yards from Pacheco made it 3rd and 3.
Chiefs will be in a shotgun. They're 2-by-2 in the formation. Now they bring Thornton in motion toward Mahomes, who takes the snap, looks left, wheel route left, wide open, first down Chiefs into Charger territory. Hollywood Brown with the catch, wheeling to the outside against Cam Hart, and a gain of 13 yards. Well-designed and executed play by the Chiefs.
Taylor was penalized for another early start, pushing KC back before an incompletion. Then on 3rd and 8, it was Mahomes' time again.
3rd down and 9. Here comes pressure from the Chargers. Moving right as Mahomes, he'll scramble. 45-40, 35 downfield, block, and takes a hit, runs into the defensive back, Dante Jackson. Mahomes did not run out of bounds. He rode and put his shoulder into Dante Jackson for a 15-yard scramble.
Then on 3rd and 1, the Chiefs went old school and Tyler Tart got in trouble.
Chiefs line up in the wing tee. Old school high school football, baby. They hand it off to Kareem Hunt. All of you high schools out there that are listening, been a flag on the play, as it's going to be Tyler Tart, might be on a 15-yard penalty. It's a first down on a dive as looks like Tyler Tart took a punch at Travis Kelce.
He sure did. He wasn't ejected, and then he batted down 3 passes after that moment the rest of the game. Open hands to Travis Kelce's face mask, I guess. I don't know. He had 15 yards from Tart, and Kansas City got down to the 11.
Now they fake a quick slant. Now Mahomes is going to scramble to the right. 10, 5, to the near front pylon! Give it to him! Touchdown! Kansas City, the running Patrick Mahomes, making White House High School proud on this Friday night for a 10-yard run. And the Chiefs can tie the game.
They could have. They didn't. Harrison Butker missed the extra point wide right, leaving it 13-12 LA instead of making it a tie game. Thankfully, the defense made an impact.
Snap to Herbert. Has absolutely eaten alive at the 19-yard line. Big time sack. It's Drew Tranquil, the former Charger, played 4 years for this team. They drafted him, and now he makes them pay the price.
We've talked about third downs a lot for the Chargers. They didn't even convert this one, but they got close enough. It was 3rd and 15. Quentin Johnson got 14, kept the offense on the field on 4th and 1 from their own 35. The Chargers picked it up. Then the Chargers marched with chunk plays from there, but the Chiefs had a chance to hold them to a field goal attempt on 3rd and 3 from the 11.
Snap back to Herbert. Throws for the end zone, wide open on a corner out, touchdown. Keenan Allen. And the Chiefs get caught again in some broken coverage.
Too many missed opportunities. Instead of going for two there, the Chargers took the single point after. Then, in the 4th quarter, on 3rd and 5, Mahomes did it again.
Now Mahomes is stepping up to throw, and he's going to throw it late, and it's caught by Juju Smith-Schuster! That was in an elevator, surrounded by Chargers. And somewhere on about the 4th floor going up, Juju Smith-Schuster gets a catch on a shovel forward by Mahomes as he was following with 3 Chargers around him.
It was an incredible play from Patrick Mahomes, and unfortunately history may not remember, but I will do my best to remember that play. The Chiefs went right back to third down, and then Mahomes did it again himself with a scramble, then more magic.
Empty backfield this time, Kansas City. Now they sprint Rashard Smith, the rookie in motion, swinging all the way to the right flat. Short roll, right side throw. It's caught! 15-yard line, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, they get Kelce open for 37 yards and a touchdown. And now Patrick Mahomes, with that touchdown, has the most passing touchdowns in NFL history by a quarterback before reaching 30 years of age.
An incredible stat there about Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs couldn't get the two-point conversion, so the score stayed 20-18. Chargers obviously would have been enormous to tie the game up there. And Kansas City's defense just couldn't get off the field, and L.A. never really slowed down.
It's Herbert. Now he comes near side, Quentin Johnston, and it's going to be a touchdown for the Chargers. Jaden Hicks could not catch up to him, and Johnston has now a flag on the play. As Quentin Johnston comes all the way across the field, looks like a face mask, and the Chargers get a touchdown to answer the Chiefs' touchdown.
The PAT made it a 9-point lead for L.A. Up against it, they went for 4th and 7.
Chiefs are going to go for it. 4th and 7 at their own 42, down 27-18. 3:24 to go in the game. 3-by-1, 5-man front for the Chargers. Rushing hard. Here they come on a big rush. As Khalil Mack chasing Mahomes, who unloads it down the field. He's got a man at the 20, 15, down inside the 10. It's Hollywood Brown. With Khalil Mack breathing fire on the back of the neck of Mahomes, it's a 49-yard pass to Hollywood Brown down to the Charger 9.
Hollywood just couldn't quite get into the end zone there, and then Mahomes and Kelce weren't on the same page on second down. Mahomes overshot Jason Brownlee on third. Butker made the field goal to cut it to 27-21. It was a two-score game, so you take the points there. The Chargers started from the 20, but they picked up 17 yards on the first play, and with one timeout left, the defense still gave themselves a chance.
2nd and 8. Herbert now will step up. He'll get sacked back at the 34-yard line. It'll be a loss of 5. Drew Tranquil gets his 2nd sack of the game.
3rd and 14, the Chiefs had a chance to get the ball back, and then the Chargers clinched it in a familiar fashion.
And Herbert wants to throw. He's scrambling to the near side, being chased. 40, 45, 50. First down, Chargers. And gets around Mike Dana. And that'll take it to the 2-minute warning, and the Chargers are going to win the game.
And that did it. 27-21, the Chargers get the first win in the AFC West. The Chiefs fall to 0-1 to begin this season. It's a frustrating game and a very long flight home for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and hear from Tyquan Thornton and continue to break down the first game of the Chiefs 2025 season. That's next right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Dane and Hughes joins Cody and Gold Thursdays at 11 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into our Chiefs postgame coverage right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We heard one of the highlights of Patrick Mahomes hitting Tyquan Thornton. Really, I feel like he did his job by and large tonight. I think we've even joked about, like, hey, if he can give you 2 for 40, that's about the stat line you want. Now, his long bomb there was nearly 40 on its own, a 38-yarder for Tyquan Thornton. But that's a stat line you're happy to take. Certainly, he ended up on the field probably a little extra in Xavier Worthy's absence. But not good enough if you don't get the win. Let's hear from Dane and Hughes postgame with Tyquan Thornton.
All right, thanks. Here with Tyquan Thornton. Tyquan, last year, one of the challenges of this offense was big chunk plays, and you had one of the big ones today. How did it feel to be in your first game as a Chief and to be able to contribute and have that kind of confidence on Patrick that he was going to take some shots downfield to you?
It's a blessing for the opportunity, but, still got to get better at it, come in next week and work at it each and every day. So when we do have more opportunities, we connect.
And then there's no such thing as moral victories, obviously, but there are definitely things that you can take away from this game. I thought you guys came out with a renewed energy in the second half, maybe a little flat. Even Coach Reed said it was a little flat in the first half. That last second field goal seemed to be that energizing force for you guys, and you came out with a different kind of energy in the second half. Is that how you saw it?
I mean, we got a lot of great guys in this room, so we all just have faith in each other, and, you know, we feed off each other. So little things like that, you know, just putting up points before the half, that was big for us. So something that we can feed off of, and just going out to each and every drive and try to put up points, you know, get more touchdowns than field goals.
Mm-hmm. And you guys finished the game off strong with the big plays down the field, the one to Hollywood Brown that put you in position to make it a one-score game. Showing that resilience is huge this early in the season.
Yeah, I mean, something we work on each and every day. I mean, it's just count for us. Two-minute drill, you know, back in St. Joe. Going out there just making the routine plays and going out there just playing and putting your best foot forward each and every play.
Well, thanks for your time.
That's Dannon Hughes there with Chiefs wide receiver Tyquan Thornton after the game. We'll take a timeout, come back, and I'll give you the latest on the injury report, some final thoughts, and hand it back over to Mitch Holthus. That's next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Patrick Mahomes joins CDOT Tuesdays at 3:10 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Tonight's post-game report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. I guess the silver lining of all of this is it's not a terribly long injury report for the Chiefs. Obviously, the injury they suffered at the very beginning of the game is a major one, and we'll find out what exactly is in the cards in a little while with Xavier Worthy. This Chiefs injury report brought to you by St. Luke's. For game day minor mishaps, get same-day care with St. Luke's convenient clinics or video visits so you won't miss a single play. Learn more at stlukeskc.org/same-day. care. So wide receiver Xavier Worthy was injured in that collision with Travis Kelce over the middle of the field. He left with what the team called a shoulder injury. He was briefly ruled questionable, but ruled out early in the second quarter. In his press conference that you heard earlier here, Andy Reid said they learned more about the injury when they returned to Kansas City. I believe he said an MRI here in Kansas City. I'm not sure what kind of equipment they had in Arena Corinthians in Sao Paulo, Brazil. I don't know if they're at NFL standards there or they're figuring out. Again, just going to be a long, long flight back, an uncomfortable one, I imagine, for Xavier Worthy. But I guess there's some good news that it was nothing so obvious. They've already diagnosed it, but I don't know. It seems like it could be a tough one for Xavier Worthy. We'll see, though. We'll get more information sometime this upcoming weekend or next week. Meanwhile, Drew Tranquil, Nick Bolton, and Ashton Gelati all left the game at various times, but they did return. So really, the only guy who was ever ruled out tonight for the Chiefs was, of course, Worthy. Also, elsewhere in Kansas City sports, according to the Kansas City Royals, Bobby Witt Jr. exited tonight's game with low back spasms. Hopefully, that's nothing too major, but I figured I'd mention it, considering it's Bobby Witt Jr., and more good health in Kansas City sports is always certainly a good thing. That's going to do it for us here in the studios. After the break, we go back to the stadium for final thoughts from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey, Kansas City. All rights to this broadcast are reserved, and any rebroadcast, recording, transmission, posting, dissemination, or other use of this broadcast without the expressed written consent of the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey is prohibited.
Chiefs lose it 27-21, only the second Week 1 loss for Mahomes since he's been the starting quarterback, as the Chargers go to 1-0. Executive producer Eric Townsend, Nate Wetmar, field engineer Steve Cook, assistant field engineer Derek Nestor, studio director Bobby Gilliland, master control Nick Springer, segment producer, instant replay Alex Grimes, AJ Engel, production assistant Bill Ratner, Roberta Solomon, studio announcers Derek Nelson, flew all the way from Houston to Kansas City, back to Sao Paulo. Was a great job tonight on stats. Matt McMullen, the senior team reporter, the Chiefs, was the spotter. Ken Wolf, studio engineer. Shotgun Jackson, studio custodian. Derek O'Dell, general manager, sales manager for sports. Lynn Greenemeyer, sales department assistant. Dan Fatino, traffic director. Joanne Blackwell, affiliate relations. Steven Spector, brand manager. J.R. Ammons, our operations manager. And Roxanne Marotti, the Senior Vice President at the top of the org chart, Market Manager. Entire staff of Odyssey work really hard on this one to bring you a game like 6,000 miles from home. Join me. The first Kingdom show of the year will be Monday night, and we're going to have now, we're expected to have Isaiah Pacheco. We will be in the Northland at the Hy-Vee St. Clair, so not far, just off I-29, so check that out. But we will have a Kingdom show in the Northland. That'll be Monday night, and we're hoping to get Isaiah Pacheco for that show. He's never been on the Kingdom show. Got to fight back here. We're going to hear from Coach Reed and also Isaiah Pacheco on that one. 27-21, Chiefs lose to the Chargers, and it ends the seven-game winning streak over the Bolts by the red, white, and gold of the Chiefs. For Dana Hughes, Josh Klingler, Joshua Briscoe, from Sao Paulo, Brazil, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. Thanks for listening on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Tonight's Flight by Yingling postgame show was presented by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Brought to you by GEHA, proud health plan partner of federal employees and the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Chiefs football. It's the only place in Kansas City where you'll hear from Andy Reid on Monday, Patrick Mahomes on Tuesday, and Players Only with Dana Hughes, Thursdays starting at 6, right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.